Jose Arce, thanks for coming on the podcast. It's good to see you again.
Likewise, Rich. How are you, man?
I'm pretty good. I haven't talked to you much lately. And in Nosara, there's always something going on, whether it's annotations or this or that or lawsuits or just something. Historically, we always have something big going on. And then right, I think it was just before COVID or after COVID, I can't remember, but somewhere in there we had the building regulations. It was a
Correct.
drama. I did like 12 podcasts about it. It was a big old mess. Full of stress, and people just kind of handled it all weird and awkward. Fast forward to this moment right now. Here we go with this episode. The building regulations are back. And is it super crystal clear on what's going on, or is it confusing what's happening, man? Because I think everybody wants some sort of regulations. I think the fight is over how it all goes down. So, will you tell us what's going on as of today?
Sure. Well, as of today, I mean, last week, the courthouse filed, I'm sorry, submitted an initial ruling on the case. Okay. Short story is the case was dismissed. It was a case filed against the municipality, and it basically was dismissed, but it was dismissed, based on a technicality. Okay. So, I will try to explain this in very simple, but it's actually kind of confusing how they wrote it. But what they said is, since and I don't know if you remember, because we also actually did a podcast about it. I think it was about a year ago, where when in I think it was October or November of last year, the law that changed the refuge from a government-owned refuge into a mixed refuge was declared unconstitutional. So basically, that law, which was granted or given in 2016, was declared unconstitutional. So basically, we went back to a government-owned refuge. Okay. So having said that, since the building regulations, basically this 2016 law was the framework that under which this construction regulations passed, what the courthouse said was, "Hey, I'm not going to go into detail saying if the regulations are right or wrong, because the legal framework that gave birth to them was clear unconstitutional." So there's no, and what they said is there's no real point in me analyzing these regulations since the main law that gave birth to them was declared void or
Okay, so
unconstitutional.
since that transition, the foundation on which it was based upon is gone, and that's what's up.
That's correct. So they basically said, I'm going to dismiss the case because it doesn't have any practical importance right now because the main law was declared unconstitutional. Okay. So if that was the case, let's say that the ruling would have been fairly straightforward. They would have said that and say, hey, the case is dismissed. I'm not going to go into whether the regulations are okay or not. I'm just going to dismiss the case. Okay. But
Okay.
then a couple of interesting things happened. One is that if you read the ruling, there is no indication on whether those construction regulations are enforceable or not. Okay. They didn't
Yeah,
say
well, that
anything
brings
about
us to where I'm really
it.
confused right now because I got to get to
Correct.
work. Like, I don't know what to say. And I'm asking you, can you clarify that for me now in front of everybody? Because I don't want to say the wrong thing. And again, I'm not against regulations. I don't think most people who work in real estate are even against regulations. I think all the legal stuff we don't necessarily understand. We just want to say the right thing.
Yeah, sure, and me neither. You know what I think all of us want is for the rules to be clear, so that we can tell everybody what they need to abide to. Whether the regulations are enforceable or not, or whether new regulations are passed or not. I think what everybody needs to know is exactly what the rules of the game are, and know that those rules of the game, that if you play by them, you're okay. Okay,
Okay, so
so.
at the moment though, we don't have a clear kind of like a whole management plan that we're also eagerly awaiting.
Yeah.
We're still in the
So,
dark, and what is there? We're not. We what is there? It doesn't even matter because we don't know if it's enforceable or not. Because what good is a rule if we can't force it
yeah.
anyway?
So, having said that, Rich, I don't have that much of a straight answer right now because the ruling is fairly interesting because it says that, you know, what I told you, it says, hey, the case is dismissed. I'm not going to go into detail, but then it goes into detail. Okay. And actually the details that the ruling says are very favorable for the municipality. They did put in writing certain things that said that even if these regulations do not stand, they open a window for the municipality to later on issue regulations. So they said, for example, that the municipality doesn't have to have a master plan for the whole area, okay? That they can do this just out of interest of protecting a greater good, like in environmental reasons, okay? And that due to that, they don't have to wait to do a whole master plan for the county, and they can just issue pinpoint regulations as long as, you know, they are serving a greater good, like environmental sustainability.
So they're saying these last regulations, boom, they're right back, and it could be that? Is that kind of what's happening?
No, they didn't say that exactly. They didn't say whether the regulations that were, you know, the subject of the claim are standing or not. But they basically said that the process that the municipality followed was okay. Okay? So,
okay.
You know, let me go back there for a second where the confusion is. On one hand, they said, hey, I'm not going to go into detail because the framework law was declared unconstitutional, okay? So there's an interpretation that might say, hey, if the framework was unconstitutional, then basically anything that was born after that is also, it doesn't exist, you know? Because since the main framework was declared unconstitutional, then basically anything that's down doesn't exist, okay? So that's one interpretation. But then they go in and they say, hey, by the way, the municipality didn't do any wrong in promoting these regulations, because basically they're saying, hey, they could do a fast track process. They didn't have to wait for a master plan for the whole area. They didn't have to check with IMBU, which is the Costa Rican Housing Department. And basically that as long as they are preventing irreparable damages, they could do something like this.
Man, I've been through so many building regulations conversations I never expected to have in my life. Now we're back at it again. So here's where it's as of today, October 2023. They just announced this. We're basically in a waiting game. We need to hurry up and wait. They're probably going to send out some information. I spoke with the NCA to invite them on to this. Mm-hmm. And they said they're waiting on a couple of things from municipalities. So now it's starting to make sense. Let's hope that happens. But for right now, it's hurry up and wait. We don't have any of us who maybe work in real estate or that business. We don't have a clear directive on what exactly to say. So pause for a moment, if I'm hearing you right.
No, yes. I think the next weeks are going to be crucial, basically for a couple of reasons. One is we need to see how the municipality interprets this ruling, okay? Whether they're going to interpret it that they can enforce the regulations or not, or if they're going to ask some sort of clarification from the courthouse, which is something that any of the parties can do within 3 business days of having received the ruling. So they can,
okay,
there is a special,
so that's happening right now,
recourse, probably, because, you know, if you ask me, you know, obviously as a lawyer, by reading the ruling, it's not clear. Okay. So that's one thing. We need to see exactly how the municipality will interpret this. But it's great. It's bigger than just how they're going to interpret it, Rich, because for example, there are projects that have already been permitted without the regulations. Okay. There has been, for example, zoning certificates, you know, what we call uso de suelos, that have been granted and are valid, and that they don't have any restrictions with regards to the regulations. Okay. So, you know, there are a lot of things that are in the air. So we need to see how the municipality is reacting. That the second one is that this ruling is not final. There's 15 business days to file an appeal for a higher court to review this case. All of those things
assume
that I
mentioned. Gets appealed. Do we go back to it's the old things back to the foundation things back for a minute? or will it stay in limbo?
Well, that's very interesting because, as I mentioned, there are two main actions that the parties can take right now. One is this, we call it in Spanish, adición y aclaración, which is, it's not necessarily an appeal, but it's just within the following 3 business days of receiving the ruling, the parties can ask clarifications to the courthouse. So they can say, hey, please tell me exactly if the regulations are standing or not. You know, they could actually request something like that, which of course would be of great help. And then second, the other legal action that they can take is file a formal appeal within 15 business days from receiving the judgment or the ruling so that a higher court reviews the case. That will take, I would say, on top of my head, between 1 to 2 years to get resolved in a higher court. And we will need to see how everybody reacts to this.
Yeah. How gray is your hair going to be before we get a regulatory plan?
I know. Yeah. The regulatory plan, I know that a lot of people are working on it, which is very good. And actually, I know that there have been considerable advances, but, you know, we're probably still some years from seeing it come to light. But then again, it's something that we need, and we need to go through that, you know, through that difficult process of having it approved so that the rules are clear.
Is it safe to say that organizations like the NCA, municipality itself, they're very, very happy with all this, obviously, but even if it didn't get set up to where the old regulations are instantly back in, they could create them pretty quickly because they didn't have to talk to all the organizations you said earlier. So it's a huge win on their side, it sounds like. Is that how you would see it from a legal side?
I think definitely the NCA and the municipality, well, especially the municipality, needs to be happy because the case was dismissed, okay? For now, okay? It's important to know that there can be an appeal that a higher court can review and that higher court can overturn this ruling, okay? So that's very important. So I think, yes, it's positive news for the municipality and the NCA because the case was dismissed for now, okay? Second, if this ruling stands, you know, meaning let's say that they go to a higher court and the higher court ratifies this ruling, it definitely opens up, and I wouldn't say opens up, it validates what the municipality did. So it means that even if these regulations right now are not enforceable because of that technicality, and if this ruling stands and is ratified by the higher court, they have a fast track process now that they can follow and issue building regulations, environmental matters.
Right. Got it. So overall, it seems good because we need something. Is there any chance that the people, all that stuff from the past can be left in the past and they can look at this new moment of, okay, we need to do something. We all agree we need to do something. We all also understand we're not going to get the full regulatory plan as fast as we want. Could they try it again and just get along?
Yeah, well, I think it would be key because, you know, honestly,
or
I don't
agree
know
to disagree on a couple small things. Like, am I crazy for suggesting that? I think I've listened to each side more than anyone in town, quite frankly. I'm pretty sure I have.
Not at all, because I think that, you know, I've listened a lot to your podcast and I've talked to a lot of people, you know, due to my line of work. And I haven't spoken to anyone that generally speaking, rejects environmental guidelines. I think that everybody is on the same page about protecting NOSARA and protecting the environment and doing things right. I think the main sticking point is, okay, we need to get everybody involved into issuing these regulations. And obviously, I mean, not everybody is going to be happy about it, but, you know,
No, everyone's going to be unhappy for the most part, but a greater good could happen.
Yeah, but you know, I think at least if we can get a ruling that sets the proper procedure to do so, I think that will help a lot into, you know, solving these frictions, because at least everybody knows what the rules of the game are, you know, which are a little bit unclear now. So I think that's key. And I do agree with you. I mean, if this ruling stands and the municipality can issue later on some sort of other regulations, well, I think it's very important to get the whole community involved, or at least certain important sectors of the community, so that you know, there is not a lot of friction like it was this time.
Well, that whole thing with all those social scientists and everything, we're 90+% of the populace from every sector is all in agreement of wanting something and wanting regulations to protect the environment. Everyone's existence, most everyone feels that way. So we don't need to fight over should we protect it. We need to fight over how. And at the risk of being sensible here, if we can reintroduce this conversation, it seems like we need to understand on certain absolutes, we're not going to get that. Like on name an XYZ size in certain spots, the people who want everything to be super big aren't always going to be happy. And the people who want complete buildability aren't going to be happy, but we need something. So could we get to that with logic without walking in with the, you know, fist on the table, this or nothing? It's kind of like that. I'm in the States right now as we record this, and the political scene is either you're way right or you're way left. It's crazy. Nosara should not do that right now, in my opinion, because we're only impeding ourselves. And as you indicated earlier, there's already projects about to come down the pipe that are already through the system. So
correct.
The idea of just like cinching it all down is not going to work. That's why I kind of come so hard on the social media side of things. I hate most of our social media because it just circulates, for the most part, the same stories to the same people. It's not making a difference. And if you really want to make a difference, you need to get sensible and find a way to do it. So I'm talking to you, the attorney, saying, can we just, like, what if we all, instead of having a protest about some other thing that just causes more fights and lawsuits, could we just reintroduce this conversation? Jose, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but I hope that you will. What are the key areas that people argue over? Because before we go into this whole thing again with the regulations, we should know what the kind of key fighting points are. I mean, you have density, you have height, lights, sanitation, that you have various chapters, but can you say what you think the main one is?
Giving like a very, very technical or straight answer, I can't, because obviously that's not my area of expertise. But what I hear and what clients ask when they're doing a due diligence, I would say that their main concern is density. Okay. And that also comes a little bit to the point that I was talking about, the different areas of Nosara, because it's not the same to have a 50% density in Guiones than to have a 50% density on a very small lot in Nosara downtown, for example. So I would think that the main area would be density, and not necessarily height or lighting. You know, everybody's there, or one of the biggest attractives is the refuge, man. So I don't see that much people fighting about the lighting or about the height, unless the height is extremely restrictive. But I don't think that's the case. I think it's mostly, I would say it's mostly density. That's my personal opinion, not a technical one, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I agree. I think density for sure. And I think it's good for people to understand the difference between density in Nosara town then versus, say, Palat or Quiones. If someone, their inheritance is a small piece of land that they'd like to build something on, it'd be good for them to have a fair shot at life. But yeah, you mentioned the refuge though, so that makes me think of sanitation. Here's the update on my side. A lot of people are paying attention to sanitation more so now than they ever have. They just don't want to pay for the system. They're saying maybe next year, or let's see how it goes. It's hard to get the homeowners to pull the trigger. Now, the issue with the septic systems, how are they going to enforce it anyhow? So if the building regulations come through, do you think that sanitation is going to...
Well, no, because I think, as I mentioned, I think what all of us want, I think environmentalists, real estate brokers, developers, lawyers, locals, at the end of the day, what we all want is to have the rules clear, okay? So once we have that, and once we have the rules of the game, it's easier to know, you know, beforehand what you need to comply with. So if there's any kind of sanitation measures that are passed on that, I would say that the best way to enforce them will be probably for the municipality to require them as part of the construction permitting process. So if you can't prove that you're doing this, I'm not going to give you your permit. Okay, so I think that would be one way to enforce them. You know, sadly, there are always people that are gonna, you know, try to not do them, but at least you're going to have a framework and all the professionals that are involved, real estate brokers, architects, engineers, lawyers will tell them, hey, you need to do that, you know? And I think it's, you know, it's very important to hear everybody's position and hear and be open to hear the realities of every sector, because, you know, for example, these regulations were placed more like a blanket on the whole area, at least. And, you know, the reality of Guiones is not the same one as Nosara downtown, you know?
Correct.
It doesn't seem adequate that they have the same restrictions in Nosara's downtown than Guiones, you know? I don't know if Nosara downtown, it works that they have a 50% coverage area. Maybe in Guiones it does. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know, you know?
You don't want to hurt anyone, especially the people from there and the Tico populace.
The big projects that I know that are happening right now, it's, you know, I think the Johnsons have a pretty big project.
Yeah, but that's, they're open about Kowalski. That. Like, there's no secret.
Yeah.
That reserve at R6, that's a big one, but it's only 10 lots. Like, heck, that's going to have, that has underground power. Yeah. I actually wish everyone was
and
like them.
There's El Molino, but it's not, I mean, it's not that big. In the mountains, one is Guanavista, and the other one is the one that's past Guanavista. I don't remember the name of it.
Is this the time to, like, wave a flag of logic? It'd be like, yo, everybody, let's jump back onto this thing instead of another 2 years of lawsuits, another lawsuit after that. Because you said, yeah, this one went away. Everyone's happy on the municipality and CA side type thing. But it could just get locked up for another 2 years. And we don't know what's going to happen there. We may as well go ahead and be logical and fast forward a logical conversation. Nosara is where people want to go.
Yeah. No, I agree, Rich. And that's what I also think that the next couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, are going to be key, especially with regards to see what the municipality does. Because, you know, if they interpret it that they can start applying the construction regulations, well, then, you know, they're going to try to do so. And then, you know, we're going to see what effect that might have on I don't know, property owners that may were in the process of filing for a permit. I don't know. But then, you know, for example, if maybe the municipality can say, okay, well, I'm not going to enforce this because it's not clear that I can enforce them. So maybe they start, okay, let's, you know, this is the time for all of us to discuss this and do some regulations that are urgent into protecting the environment. So let's do something new that you know that everybody can at least put in their input and that they can try to come to a solution.
It's just been several years since all this started, and I don't feel like going through another round of the exact same thing back and forth. All right, it went this way for a minute, and it bounced over that way for a minute. All the while, we're not making progress because we're too busy fighting. That's you know me, man. That's my dislike of Nosara, is the infighting. People kind of stay in these camps and they kind of keep talking to their same circle. We need to bust out of that, man. Like, you're not going to stop development. And also, most of the people all want the area to be provided. So let's have a public platform, get it out there. We had those whole social scientists come through. They did all those studies. They went and interviewed thousands of people. Like, we could. It's not like this is new, is what I'm trying to say. We know what Esperanza is, and we know what it's becoming and where it is. We know Delicias, we know Guiones, we know Pallotta, we know Santa Marta, we know Nosara and all the different sections of Nosara town itself. We know that now. There's no mystery. They don't need to blanket it across the entire canton, for goodness sakes. Like, it's not, it's 2023. We have Google Earth. I could sit down on Google Earth with people and point at it. Not just me, lots of people can, and explain the difference. So I guess I'm just kind of frustrated that I'm going to have to do a lot of conversations that go in circles again on a subject that seems silly. We should come to some reasonable way of being proactive. And I'm done with my rant for this episode.
No, I agree with you on that, Rich. And as I mentioned, you know, it's the next couple of weeks are going to be key to see how this ruling gets interpreted. But what I want everybody to take home is that there are, at least from what we saw and what we analyzed from the ruling, there are two interpretations. One that says that, you know, that the main, the framework law that under which there was the umbrella for this construction regulation was deemed unconstitutional. So this also doesn't exist. Okay, that's one interpretation. And then the second one would be like, hey, like the ruling itself says that the municipality did follow certain procedures in good standing. so that even though this was canceled, this still stands because it's protecting a greater good, which is the environment. The ruling, as I mentioned, doesn't say specifically anywhere whether or not the construction's regulations are enforceable. So that's kind of the gray area that we are. You know, I think that those are the two interpretations. None of them are better or I mean, both of them have some sense into it. So that's why it's important to see, one, how the municipality reacts and interprets this, and second, what the parties that were a part of the claim do in the next couple of days, because as I mentioned, they still have the possibility of asking for clarifications to the courthouse and also filing an appeal before a higher court.
What's the chances of the latter not happening? They're going to file the appeal, and I would think, unless they just give up. Is that right?
Usually all attorneys and will file an appeal on that.
They can sit down and maybe work out some differences. Again, that's where I'm being crazy. I'm breaking rule number one to live in Nosara, which I always say is don't make sense.
Usually, you know, litigators will file an appeal. I don't know. Maybe the municipality goes in and says, hey, I'm not going to enforce these regulations. I'm interpreting that I can't. And this is just me brainstorming. The municipality hasn't said anything like that. Maybe the municipality says, hey, I'm not interested in enforcing this right now because it's not clear. And I rather, you know, bring everybody together and see how we can pass certain regulations that will benefit, you know, the area.
All right. Well, hey, each side of this is invited on the podcast to get it out there. Thank you for leading off. I'm hoping the NCO come through here pretty quick. And again, everyone's invited. I really hope this can be different than the last time. But
sure, man. And Rich, by the way, I sent you the ruling. So I mean, you can post it. But if someone wants to, you know, to have it, feel free to put in my email. My email is jpa@esferalegal, Esfera spelled SFERA legal.com. And if someone wants a copy of the ruling, please send me an email and I'll be glad to send it over.
Thanks for coming on quickly, speaking publicly about this unclear issue. And I hope next time we're talking about something different, but I'm guessing it'll be this.
Take care, man.
Thank you.